Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, Commanders fans? How y'all doing? Anthony Armstrong, Brian Murphy. We're back in the building. It's Believe in Commanders show. Glad to have you join us. Wherever you at, if you're listening to us on your streaming platform, thank you very much. If you're watching on YouTube, hey, wave and say hello. Brian, what's good? How are you doing?
I'm good. We were just talking about it a second ago. It is getting cold, even in Texas and down here in the South in Atlanta. It is cold. Christmas is right around the corner, so that's exciting. But we're both bundled up. If you're not watching, we're both in hoodies, even though we're sitting inside. It is nice and not toasty right now.
It is not. I got a space heater going. My furnace downstairs went out on me, man. It went out right before Christmas.
There you go. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, we're going to have to hold off on it for a second. So we're fighting through. Well, we're going to make it. But I tell you, Christmas is right around the corner. I'm excited for that. And then you got a good football game coming up right around the corner. And frankly, I think we got to say it now. The Commanders fans got themselves an early Christmas present.
That's right. That's right.
99 himself is going to be playing in the game on Sunday. Saturday. Chase Young is back. He is back. He will be playing versus San Francisco. I just saw it. We both just saw it right before we came on to tape the show.
I was fully expecting to come on here and, you know, pose our normal question, when, if, should we see Chase Young, and answered it for us. And now we get to talk about 99 being on the field. That'll be a lot of fun to talk about for sure.
Yes, indeed. I'm excited for that. And you know, I wonder if it's going to make those odds, because coming into the game, San Francisco's a 7-point favorite. Now Chase Young is back. So I'm wondering if Vegas is going to maybe give a half a point or maybe a whole point back to the Commanders. But where we get all our betting information from is Bet Online. And Brian, tell them all about Bet Online.
That's right. We'll have to keep an eye on it. We're recording this Thursday. We know lines can move all the time, but lock your bets in at BetOnline. And remember, the NBA is back in full swing. And while Christmas is typically the NBA's, the NFL has got a couple of Christmas Eve games. You can put together a couple of different sport parlays there. So head over to BetOnline. It remains to be your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, players' news, game trends, all that stuff. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. And it's always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, like I said, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. So head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Yes, indeed. That's where the game starts. And this game against San Francisco is going to start at 4:05 Eastern time. But obviously, they're playing on the West Coast. So, Yeah, that's going to be interesting, traveling all the way out there to San Francisco for the Commanders. And it brought up memories of traveling to play the Seattle Seahawks. So that East Coast to West Coast travel is not easy. We'll talk about that a little bit. But overall, what are you expecting to see out of this game, Commanders versus San Francisco?
Well, I got to say it is a nice boost to have Chase Young back, which I'm sure we'll dive into a little bit more. But I think that the 49ers are a tough team. I think, you know, they were kind of the team that we were circling down the stretch here as a tough game to win. And now you're kind of backed up against a corner, backed yourselves into a corner. And, you know, I got to lean the 49ers. I got to be honest there. You know, be honest is what I'm trying to be. But I think that the Commanders, you know, if they play a good game, if they play a perfect game, if they kind of do what they did against the Eagles and kind of have everything working, they can certainly be in this game. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I've kind of said in a couple of episodes, do you maybe catch the 49ers napping, you know, snoozing a little bit, getting a Christmas Eve quick nap in there after they win the division, kind of, you know, loosen up on the reins a little bit. Maybe you can catch them there. But overall, I think this is a daunting task, and I think it's going to be a tough one out in the Bay, but it's a good matchup. If you want to be a playoff team, this is a good team to go up against to really measure up where you're at.
It really is a good team you're going up against. I mean, they're very talented, 6-1 at home this season. Obviously, they just won the NFC West, and they're a lot of talented players. I mean, they've chalked up 6 Pro Bowlers and I think another 5 or 6 alternates, so they got a lot of people that are, you know, slated to be involved in the Pro Bowl games this year. And yeah, you're right. I think you do think, okay, hey, on paper, see, San Francisco's the easy favorite. I mean, you look at all the numbers that matter the most. And one thing that I was looking at, paid attention to, is points scored. Washington is averaging just under 19 points, or at 18.9 points a game. And then San Francisco only allows 15 points. They only allow 15 points. So it seems like 20 and 23 is really like overextending ourselves here with Washington, and they scored 32 on Philly way back when they beat them to take them, you know, make them, give them their first loss of the season. So are you going to get that same performance from Washington? I'm sure you'll get an inspired performance. I'm sure those guys are going to come out there and put their best foot forward and try to put some stuff on good stuff on tape, but it is definitely not an easy matchup offensively and defensively. There's a lot to go up against, but you know, hey, this team has lost some games. What are they, 10-4 right now? So, you know, they're sitting in a position where they have taken some L's. There were a few injuries here and there. And yeah, they got Brock Purdy, rookie quarterback, starting. But, you know, switching out quarterbacks hasn't been the biggest issue for this team.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Brock Purdy. You know, when Jimmy Garoppolo went down a couple of weeks ago, obviously my first thought was for the Commanders, was like, okay, maybe they can take advantage of this 49ers team without Jimmy Garoppolo, who has been, you know, a great leader for them, has not really let, you know, a rookie coming in or a second year guy coming in kind of affect him. Maybe they can take advantage of the 49ers, but Brock Purdy kind of stepped in and has just done an admirable job out there. But you mentioned it, he's still a rookie, and rookies make mistakes. And so if Jack Del Rio were ever to draw up something different, something to confuse a rookie, throw in Chase Young back out there, maybe, you know, adds a different wrinkle to things. You know, Jack Del Rio's job this week is to try to make Brock Purdy look like a rookie. And if they can do that, maybe make him turn the ball over once or twice. That was the difference in the other upset they had against the Eagles, was turning the ball over. If they can force a couple turnovers, that's one of the ultimate equalizers in the NFL. And you never know what can happen from there.
That is the truth. I mean, we talk about turnovers. San Francisco, I think they have a +7 takeaway difference. They're third in the league in creating turnovers, in Washington, they're -2. Mm-hmm. They're -2. And it sucks to think they had 2 fumbles last week. So that took them from being zero and then dropping them down to -2, 19th in the league right there. It is an uphill battle. I mean, if you're looking at the matchup between offense and defense, Washington is going to have to face a premier pass rusher in Nick Bosa. You already know about the defensive line is completely stacked. Eric Armstead, Fred Warner, Tashaun Gibson, Greenlaw. There's a lot of names over there. There's a lot of names over there. And this defense is stingy. It is stingy. They don't like to give up points. And they take pride in that. Okay. So being able to, you know, stringed long drives together, finding a way to get the ball in the end zone are going to be very important. You know, trying to have some success against this team. And shoot, that one player, what is it, Talanoa Hufanga?
Yeah,
he's their safety. He made
Troy Polamalu 2.0.
Essentially, yes, this generation's Troy Polamalu. He's a Pro Bowler as well. So there's three Pro Bowlers on that defense that this Washington offense is going to have to go up against. And I can say, hey, I feel like a Taylor Heinicke, really, he's like, I don't care who's over there. Yeah. I'm going to, you know, go out there and play because Washington has their own Pro Bowlers, and they have some good players on their side that they're going to try to, you know, throw out there and put some good things on tape, like I said. So the Washington offense going up against this defense is going to be probably one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah.
Just being able to move the ball.
Yeah. Well, so you keep saying this and we keep going back to the Eagles game, but it really feels like that game all over again, right? Like we mentioned on our last show, going into the Eagles game, they had just dropped the game against Minnesota where they led it, you know, by 10 points in the fourth quarter. Could have very easily had that. Fast forward now, they lose a game to the Giants that they very easily could have won on Sunday night, right? And so you're kind of thinking, you know, is everything falling apart? You know, is it going to come crashing down? And then they surprise you with a huge upset win, and it took turning over a team that didn't turn over the ball a lot. I don't remember what it was, but I think Jalen Hurts had I think they had only had like three turnovers all season long, and you forced four turnovers in that game. So, you know, this certainly can happen. I think the recipe is there. I think the Commanders have done this before. It just is a daunting task. And I think other than the Eagles, this is the best team that you're facing. But hey, that's why they play the game on paper. I mean, it's why the Texans have taken the Cowboys and the Chiefs to the limits the last couple of weeks. It's why the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Cowboys in overtime. You can look at all this stuff on paper. You can look at stats. You can look at matchups and see that they're daunting. But until you get out there on Sunday, or in this case, Saturday, you don't know what's going to happen. And so I'd like to think that this team is prepared. They know they let an opportunity get by them on Sunday night. And, you know, you got to think that they're focused and they know what kind of tasks they have ahead of them. And I think you're right. I think that for all of Taylor Heinicke's shortcomings, it doesn't matter who he's going out there to face. Like, he could be facing a high school team. He could be facing, you know, the 85 Bears. It doesn't matter to him. He's going to prepare the same way and play his game the same way, to where you kind of, you know, like your chances, you know, to have him make a play. I know it's not easy. I know that's easier said than done, but I'm with you that his preparation is not going to change. And I don't think this team's preparation is going to change. They're not scared. They know what they need to do.
No, not at all. I don't think they're scared. They're going to go out there and you know, put your best foot forward. You know, try to punch those guys in the mouth if you can. I mean, you can make it a physical affair. You can definitely do that. I mean, if you look at the last five games between these two franchises, Washington is 2-3, but they won the last matchup back in 2020. So nobody was in the stands to see it. But
that's right.
Needless to say, there's some familiar faces.
Yeah, and I think that game was played in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. I think that there were wildfires.
Oh, that is right. Yes, because what is it? Like California couldn't – they weren't allowing, you know, basically they weren't allowing the games to go down. So
Yeah. But you say familiar faces squaring off. It's kind of fitting that Chase Young is coming back. He scored a touchdown in that game last time. We know that Trent Williams is on the other side on that offensive line for the 49ers, one of the best offensive linemen in the league. DC fans, Commanders, Redskins fans are familiar with Trent Williams, obviously. So, and then obviously Kyle Shanahan spent his time in Washington. But I mentioned on the last show, and I looked it up, he is 1-2 versus one of his former teams in Washington. So they've slightly had his number, and maybe they can continue that happening. But how does that work? Did you ever face off against a guy that you played with, played against, a coach you played for, slash against? What is that? Does that even make its way between the lines, or is that all talk leading up to the game?
Man, I have played against a few former teammates. I can tell you the funniest one I remember is when I was my second stint in Miami, and we played the Jets. And there was a guy by the name of LeRon Landry who was on the Jets. And I had seen him in the tunnel beforehand. And I was like, yo, LeRon, what's up? And then he was in full game mode. And he was like mean mugging and wasn't very friendly. And I was like, what the hell? But he was in game mode, you know. So thinking after the fact, he was like, man, my bad, bro. I was just getting ready for the game. But when you play against your old teammates, it's like getting to see your friend, right? You're like, oh, man, I miss you. Man, I haven't seen you in a while. How are things going? You like to catch up. But when you play against your old team, you want to beat those guys. And when I was in Cleveland and we played Washington in the preseason, I wanted to beat those guys. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to beat them so bad, even if it was just a third preseason game and had no merit on what was going to go on in the season. I just wanted to go out there and put up a good performance, and I think we came up short nonetheless. But, hey, it happened, teams hold players hold those little bit of grudges. They know what it is. They're trying to put their best foot forward. They're trying to beat that former team and just say, hey, you shouldn't have let me go, or I got the best of you this time. So you definitely want to go out there and show out.
Look, I know Trent Williams is probably feeling the same way that you were feeling, but I do have to say it was kind of nice seeing him have to chase down Chase Young in that highlight of him scoring a touchdown. So maybe that could happen again. I don't know if it'll happen again, but that felt pretty good to see him having to chase down a DC player for a change. But, I got to imagine that there's some extra motivation. And, in that game in 2020, the Commanders at the time, the Washington football team, were in a bad division, were kind of going on a run there to win that bad division. The 49ers, I think, were out of it. I think they were starting Nick Mullen, if I'm not mistaken. But there's a little extra juice with both of these teams having winning records. You got to think that obviously guys want to win every game. I'm sure the 49ers wanted to win that game as much as, Washington wanted to in 2020, but it feels like a little extra amped up, a little extra juice with it being on Christmas Eve and both teams having a winning record. So that's kind of adds a fun mix to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. There's something about these games. They do have some value here. Obviously, San Fran already winning their division isn't really going to change their position too much. I guess they could potentially try to string a couple more, see if they can get to that second position. But outside of that, they're good. They're going to be in the playoffs, and now they're just waiting to see just about which NFC East team, or maybe a sneaky Detroit team, that they're going to have to go up against. But I want to talk about that San Francisco offense for a quick second. We didn't get to talk about it much. There are a lot of good players over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going through the roster, and it was in alphabetical order, and I was just like, okay, Brandon Ayuk, this dude's having a crazy season. He's playing out of his mind right now. He's really stepped up to that challenge. I remember when he first came in, and Kyle Shanahan was like, hey, this guy's got to play better. And he said it in public. He put it on tape, and he's stepped up to that challenge. So I'm glad to see him doing that. He's going to be a challenge for the DBs. I wonder if it's going to be a Kendall Fuller thing. I really don't know if they're going to flip, but either way, he's having a good season. Obviously, you got Deebo Samuel over there. I'm not sure what his status is going to be looking like. We mentioned Trent Williams. Oh, yeah, George Kittle. Right, you're like, oh yeah, forgot about that guy. Then you continue to scroll down. He's a Pro Bowler as well. Then you got Kyle. Was it Juszczyk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk has a lot of C's and Z's in his name. He's a Pro Bowler, but he's also extremely versatile. He's going to be running routes out of the backfield. He's also going to be doing some heavy blocking. He lines up outside and runs routes. So I'm interested to see how do you match up against that. Is that a Jamin Davis thing? I don't want to put John Bostic out there. Don't put Bostic out there covering nobody if you can. Now, you saw how Saquon Barkley made that man touch earth. Yeah, he made that boy touch earth. But and John, hey, if you listen, man, it's on tape. It is what it is. It's on tape. He'd have juked me too. But, what I'm saying? If I was in there, I'd be like, John, let's not make you go out and cover nobody. Okay, put it on somebody else. Right. And then I came across this other name, Christian McCaffrey. I said, God. Oh, they got him too. So they have
stacked
roster.
Oh, no, he's not a Pro Bowler.
He's an alternate.
That's so crazy.
He's an alternate. Him and Deebo Samuel are both alternates for the Pro Bowl. So they're walking in with six Pro Bowlers. Five of them are alternates. And honestly, I can tell you this much. If I am Coach Ron Rivera, I'm going in here and I'm reading down these names. And I'm saying, this is who you're going up against. And I'm trying to make them look like this big old bad Goliath.
Yep.
And then I'm going to sit here and say, hey, here's what we got. We have some Pro Bowlers as well. We got Terry McLaurin.
Yep.
We got Jeremy Reeves. Who else do they have over there?
Tress Way. John Allen.
So you've got some Pro Bowlers out there. You got your own Pro Bowlers.
Payne and Sweat were named alternates as well. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like we said, you can throw everything out on the paper. I get the stats, all that. But, hey, these guys got to line up the same way you do. And you got the chance to hit them in the mouth. And so, the Commanders have a huge test. And they've done it before. We keep saying that. They've done it before when it's looked like no way that they're going to make it happen. And they have. And so I like this team's mental state. Where in previous times where a loss like Sunday night could have derailed the whole season, I like this team's mental state a little bit better.
Yeah, and speaking about that offense, San Francisco's offense versus Washington's defense, San Francisco, they score 24 points a game. 24.1, Washington allows 19.7. So that's fairly close. I mean, that's fairly close. You would think that the defense should be able to stand their ground a little bit. A couple of years ago, the score was like 9-0 between San Francisco and Washington. I mean, it could be one of those type of things if that defense really starts to show up for Washington. And hell, a couple of weeks ago, San Francisco won a game that was like 9 or 12-0, yeah. something, you know, so they play some scrappy, dirty football. And I think that, you know, hey, if you look on paper, you see all those big names, you get scared. But then when you really dig down to the details, you say, there's an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. There is a chance that, you know, hey, we play field position ball, you know, don't turn the ball over. Like you mentioned earlier, play perfect. You got to play perfect. I think you can afford to have absolutely. One slip up here and there. You know, absolutely. One, maybe two. I don't remember the exact stat, but I remember my first time in Miami, Coach Tony Sperano, he had gotten up there and was given statistics about your success as a team when you turn the ball over. He's like, if you turn the ball over one time, then this is your win percentage in two and three and four. So the more you turn it over, obviously you would expect the win percentage goes way down, and it's just inverse. So if you turn the ball over, if you are making the team, if you take the ball away, let's say that, then your win percentages go up. So, hey, for me, find a way to get your hands on the football and don't give that sucker away. It's going to give you the best chance of victory against this squad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Jack Del Rio's got to confuse a rookie quarterback. You know, he has all these weapons, but if you can get after the quarterback with some of those guys that we talked about, John Allen, Daron Payne, now you throw in Chase Young, maybe you can make it a little rough for him to get those out to his weapons and kind of limit what they can do out there. So I'm excited to see what they have. It's a great test. And like you said, it's David versus Goliath, as it seems like on paper. But hey, you know, David ends up winning that battle sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. And yeah, I'm with you. The playmakers across the field for the 49ers are ridiculous. But, you know, depending on who you go up against, you're going to face guys like that every week. You can't just like get too hyped up or psyched out just because it's the 49ers or just because it's Christian McCaffrey, that kind of thing. So yeah. I am excited to see what they do out there. And you mentioned the Pro Bowlers. You mentioned our Pro Bowlers. I saw the video of Ron Rivera. I don't know if you got the chance to check that out.
I did.
Giving all the guys the news. And man, that was a tearjerker around the holidays. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw the one with Jeremy Reeves getting announced, and
yeah.
You know, Coach played it off well. He kind of did the little look away, and you know, congratulations. I mean, that's super exciting. I loved when Tress came in and was hugging Jeremy, and just, you know, giving him his flowers and congratulating him on it. And I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. I mean, he went from undrafted to making the Pro Bowl. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, and on special teams too. You know, a lot of guys. It takes a special person to play special teams. Right? It's not just by name, but it does take a special person because you have to take pride in that.
Yep.
You have to take pride in the fact that you're going to run down and have to tackle and try to stop the team, you know, stop that returner deep into their territory, you know, cover down or block on punts or, you know, block on kick returns. Because chances, everybody that's in the league was that dude at one point in their career.
Yeah.
Most of them were that dude last year. Or within the, you know, past couple of years, you have to humble yourself to go out there and play special teams. So for Jeremy Reeves to be able to get out there, yes, he went undrafted. I'm sure that hurt, but he made it. And now he's a special teams Pro Bowler. You got to give hats off to him. Congratulations to him. And that's big time. You're definitely welcome on the show anytime, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Anytime.
It was so cool. The coolest part was how excited Tress Way got. He was more excited. I mean, he got the nod. He's arguably the best punter in the league, and he kind of shooed that to the side because Ron Rivera was telling him that another guy made it. And I think he started to realize it might be Jeremy Reeves and just how cool of a story that was. And you could see the legitimate tears of happiness in Tress Way's eyes for a guy like Jeremy Reeves. Is such a cool story. Ross Tucker, who's an NFL name, I think he does a lot with the Eagles. I think he actually played for the Redskins back in the day. Yeah. He tweeted out a screenshot of all of Jeremy Reeves's transactions. And you're right, it's undrafted, signed to practice squad, cut, you know, signed, cut, active roster, practice squad, cut. That's incredible, man. To go from your first time this season making the 53 roster on opening day, making the opening day roster for the first time ever, to go into the Pro Bowl. What an incredible story. And it's cool that it's part of the Commanders story this year. And it was going all over. It was viral on big names and stuff. It was cool to see the Commanders, you know, have some good news and some good happy news there. It was very cool.
Yes, I can say I don't know about you. It just seems like as much as people try to sprinkle in some negativity, here comes another big wash of something, some good news, something you can feel good about behind the team. I can say seeing those videos really made me forget about Sunday. And it's just like, whatever. We're focused on this now. So I'm excited for it. But the one thing I want to go about next here is just talking about that traveling real quick, traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast, because the game is at 4:05 Eastern time. So everybody's like, oh, good. I get to wake up, get to have a little breakfast. I can watch the game in the afternoon. But for the team, for the guys on the field, this is like a noon game to them. Mm-hmm. It's a noon game over there, but it's an afternoon game, but then it's a short week. So there's so many things, so many aspects that are involved right now that I almost want to not worry about people not practicing that much this week.
Right.
Your Sunday game got flexed. It was supposed to be at 1 o'clock, got flexed to the latest one available that wasn't Monday. Mm-hmm. And so then that means your Monday's basically gone. And then you only have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you got to travel on Friday. So their schedule will be a little bit changed, but I think that may work in their favor just for the fact that they just know they have to get right back to work.
I kind of jokingly brought it up. Like we talked about how big of a dud it was for the Commanders on Sunday night after having 2 weeks. Right. And I was like, well, maybe they need a short week. Maybe they're better when they have to cram, maybe it's better. They don't have a lot of time to think about this coming off a bad victory. You don't have any choice but to flush it out and get ready to go, because like you said, it's not ideal to play on Sunday night to turn around and have a short schedule, but that's what they got to do. And, I'm sure that they're probably a little annoyed that the 49ers also played on Thursday. So they've had an extra couple of days of rest. There's a lot of motivation there on top of having to travel. So hopefully they can use that as a chip on their shoulder. I'm with you there. I don't know that it's necessarily as bad of a thing as maybe it's a chance to just kind of, that 24-hour rule has to kick in a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, and I do know, though, the traveling that we did east to west was when we went to go play Seattle in 2011, it was. And that flight sucked. I can't lie. That flight sucked.
How long was that flight? Do you remember?
It was like 5 or 6 hours. Like it just felt so long. It was long enough to where I fell asleep and woke up, and we still had like an hour and a half to go. And I mean, I was hungry and like dehydrated and frustrated. Just everything happened at once. And we ended up winning that game.
That's right.
Mind you, we ended up winning that game. Big catch over Brandon Brown. That was a great game. Shout out to Rex Grossman for throwing that one. But
sexy Rexy bomb.
Yes, indeed. I found a picture. I found a picture of me blowing a kiss. I'm going to find it. We're going to show it on here when I get it. But I found a picture of me blowing a kiss after catching that touchdown, which was amazing. But that flight, we actually left early so that we could get over there and get adjusted. So I'm wondering, are they going to, maybe they leave on Thursday, maybe they leave a little bit early. Thursday night would be the equivalent. Leave Thursday night. You get there late Thursday, early Friday, kind of get to rest up, get accustomed to the West Coast time, and then be ready to go and square off on Saturday. So just a little something to think about, just that traveling, it's definitely not easy, and they want to get back for their family, but business to handle first.
Yeah, and you mentioned not practicing. So real quick, we know Chase Young is playing. Benjamin St. Juice early in the week said he was playing. I think he's technically listed as questionable. And then right now it's Thursday afternoon at 1:30 Eastern. Cam Curl was not practicing. I don't know if that's just, I need a day off in the middle of the week with a short week coming up, or if that's something to keep an eye on. But that'll be interesting to see, but it would be nice to get St. Juice back. That is for sure. If he says he's playing and, as you mentioned, trying to lock down one of those weapons. But that's a good point that you made, that maybe practicing or not practicing is not as important this week with such a kind of jammed in schedule.
Yeah. And I think on defense, with what San Francisco does, you know, they do a lot of motions and shifting. You got to account for players being in different spots, similar to what Washington does. I mean, you see Curtis Samuel in the backfield. You see Deebo Samuel in the backfield. So they do a lot of, you know, motions and people run routes from different spots. So it may be fairly similar to see, but I would say a lot of it's going to be a mental thing. Make sure you're locked in mentally. If a coach has to pick one thing at this point in the season, if you got to worry about the physicality of your football team, I don't know what to tell you. You're not in the playoff race. You know, that's something that you're circling at the top of your board of, we need to get tougher. We need to be a more physical team in the offseason. But if you're worried about that right now, then you got the wrong set of guys, wrong 53 out there. But I think you don't have to worry about the physicality. I think John Allen, Deron Payne, those guys are going to have that defense ready to roll, ready to shut down that run game that they have. But, you know, on the other side of it, you know, you just got to be on top of your stuff.
And I hope Cam Curl can play, because along with Chase Young, he scored in that last 49ers matchup. He had a pick six. So you got to think that he's itching to get back out there and do something special against the 49ers as well. So we've talked about all the unimportant stuff, right? Like the big game coming up, Chase Young coming back up. Let's get to the important stuff, that we are 3 days from Christmas Eve, right?
Yes.
You brought this up. I'm glad you did. We couldn't let it go by. What are some Christmas traditions in the Armstrong household, songs, movies? What are we doing on Christmas this year?
Man, I tell you, well, this year we're going to be up in Maryland, going to go see the wife's family. We kind of alternate years going up there. So her mom is big on Christmas morning. Like, that's like Broadway. Like, that's like prime real estate. Okay. You don't mess that one up. You got to be there or else you don't be around. Right. So, just being there is a big thing, for her. But I can say, I don't have like a specific like tradition where it's like, we do this, like, this thing and everybody does it. So just being around each other, I think, is the biggest part, tradition wise, but I do have a favorite song, a favorite movie. What about you? What is a tradition that you have?
Tradition, yeah, it kind of changes with kind of going to different places, visiting both sides of the family, that kind of thing. But Christmas Eve is always special. I actually proposed to my now wife on Christmas Eve way back when. So nice. That always holds a special time. And it's really just for me. I love getting together with family, whether it be her family or my family or both. You know, it's just fun. And now having kids, that has totally made it even more special. So last year was the first year kind of putting together toys on Christmas Eve and just kind of hanging out with the family when the kids went to bed when my daughter went to bed. And now I've got a son who doesn't understand it at all. But, you know, I'm just excited for that part of things. And I know that'll kind of create some more tradition. So just spending time with family and just the memories that we make there. It's not even really about gifts or that kind of thing. Obviously, it's just kind of, you know, hanging out with the people we love. So that's my favorite part.
It is fun to see the excitement, you know, that the kids have when they see the gift, and you're like, that sucker gave me so much hell last night.
Right.
You better like it. You know what I mean? There's so many little pieces, and I'm glad you enjoy it, son. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah. My daughter is 2.5. So she's kind of like getting there to where she's using a whole bunch of stuff, and of course got to make sure things have batteries and that kind of thing. So right now it's fun. I know come Christmas morning I'll be tired and not happy with it, but right now it's fun.
It's all good. You get to curl up on the couch, put a little blanket on,
and
sip on your stuff. You see the little meme where they talking about, this is your mama on Christmas Day.
That's
what you get to do. Curl up there and be like, mm-hmm. And be like, Santa came. You'd be like, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that takes me to my movies. If we keep going there. So sitting on the couch all day long, I love to turn on Christmas Story and just let it play, that it plays for 24 hours. I love that movie. I know it might be cliche and I think people might be tired of it, but I love that movie.
My God, I give you a hug through the screen, Brian. I give you a hug through the screen because that's my favorite movie.
Okay,
my wife had never seen it before. I was like, you never seen the Christmas Story? I'm like, man, you tripping. I cut this up on whatever TBS. I cut it on, and like you said, just leave it on, let it run. And I enjoy that movie so much, man. Ralphie and Butch and little brother and all that. It's just a great movie.
Get up, Brandy.
It makes me feel good. And you know, that dad eating that turkey and them dogs got in there, got to tearing it up and
Fragile.
Oh man, it's for matter of fact, there's a house down the street. They got a little mini Christmas That's Story awesome. Tree with a Ralphie in the window too. That's so awesome. I had to give them a round of applause and clap it up for them. But My favorite song is not Mariah Carey. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that ain't my favorite. One of the ones that there's actually a couple that I like, but the one that I wrote down was Silent Night, but by the Temptations.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Do you know that one?
I don't know it off the top of my head. Oh, I'm sure I've heard it.
You got to get it, but it doesn't just come in with Silent Night. No, it starts out in my mind. And then that's how you know. And then it's ooh, ooh. It's a beautiful thing.
I love that.
Man, go listen to go and play it on your Christmas, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna change it up a little bit.
Well, I'm not kidding. I wrote down Silent Night there as well. That's one of them. Rudolph. I love Rudolph. That's just a classic to me. And then my daughter did her first little like Christmas pageant thing at school. And part of it was We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And so that's just fun to sing with her, like the one line she knows. So that's become a new favorite as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other one I like, who is it? Oh my goodness, I should have wrote this one down. Donnie Hathaway, I think is it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not musically inclined. I'm not gonna join in.
Hang on the mistletoe. Right. I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, there it is. This Christmas, and as I look around, it's a beautiful song. Both of those songs, man. I'm gonna turn it on after this. Dancing around, snowing outside, so I might as well go ahead and get in the mood.
Christmas, man. That would be pretty
cool. Man. Oh, well. That made me feel good. That was a good ending. That was a good thing to cap off right there.
Yeah, so. I like it. It's putting me in the mood. Only a few more days, so excited about that. Indeed. Spending time with family. And it'd be sweet if the Commanders could get the job done on Christmas Eve. A whole Christmas Eve slate of games. I think most teams are playing on Christmas Eve. I think there are a couple on Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve will be a lot of fun. You can put some bets in, get some parlays going while you're sitting there with your families. So head to Bet Online. We thank those guys for bringing you the spreads and all that. And we'll stick here on the video and do our picks in just a second, but we'll post that as a separate episode. But make sure you go to Bet Online, use our code Believe, and give it as a Christmas gift. Maybe give somebody some money to go bet online or something like that.
But
you're right. It was a good way to end the episode talking Christmas. I'm finally slowly getting into the spirit with a couple days left.
Yes, indeed. It's been fun. Been a great year working with you, Brian. So I've definitely enjoyed it, and I'm excited to go up to Maryland and get to hang out up there for this go round. So, yes, indeed. Also, man, check us out on all your streaming platforms. I got to make sure we point that out.
That's right.
We've got TuneIn Radio, SiriusXM. We're on Stadium from time to time. All your favorite streaming platforms. So if you've got one of them Alexas or them Googles, say Alexa, play Believe in Commanders podcast. Right. See if that works. Yeah. I wonder if that does. I bet it does. I bet it does.
You can make it work. Make Alexa do it. Set it up that way. I hope you guys have a great time with your families. But if you do get a second alone and you got the AirPods in, or you're sitting on the couch nice and cozy, throw us in your AirPods or watch us on YouTube. We appreciate you guys listening all year long. And I agree with Anthony. It's been fun working with you.
Yes, indeed. Y'all be safe. Have a very safe and Merry Christmas. And we'll catch with y'all later on.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast? Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Lunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.